Hello.
Underpants.
That's
I love
great.
you. Perfect time.
Nicely
Got him.
done.
Nice.
Nicely
Well done.
done.
Well
Nicely done.
done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fancy Underpants Show. This week, we're going to be talking about underpants that are comfortable, and that's always subjective. So, yes, we will actually be modeling the underpants that we prefer. And since we all prefer Chuck's underpants, well, this is just going to be a really exciting show.
It's a burden I bear, Jeff. It's a burden I bear.
This is the cross you bear. Yeah. Well, okay. Since apparently, if we actually really do go down the path of the underpants show, it's probably going to get a little too racy for Mueller. So let's try this instead. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show, Summer Fun Edition. I am Jeff Gamet. I am your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And after today's introduction, it's been great knowing you, and I'm sure Ewan and I will say publicly that we're still on good terms. Yeah. So, here's the deal. We typically take the summer off because slow news. But this summer, we are running with Patrice's brilliant idea that she says she got from Relay FM. But we know the truth. She's just incredibly modest and held the idea back for us for a while so that Relay FM could look great running with Summer of Fun first, which, I mean, that's incredibly generous of you. So what we do with Summer of Fun is pick a single topic and then just run with that for the day. And this week's topic is, hold on, I could have told you just a moment ago, but no. Okay. This week's topic is how to carry your gadgets and all of your equipment with you, which means that we're probably going to cost each other money today.
I think
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It is very hot and very swampy here in Linz. There were some like storms yesterday. I think five people died. Wasn't very good.
How long?
There was like a big massive power outage in like three states, I think. So yes, tell me climate change is not a thing. Well, I'm not sure that's super related, but it's just happening more and more. But no, I'm good. I just had a good day. Not too many meetings. Friday, it's awesome. Usually there's a lot of them. What did I do? Picked up a nightstand right before the show. Like a used one from the local equivalent of Craigslist for
Okay.
cheap. A really nice one. Basically barely used. Yeah, so not too much
Nice.
happening.
Nice. Yeah. IKEA around here for getting furniture. It used to be a thing where it was an event because the closest IKEA was in Salt Lake City.
Wow.
So,
Okay, that's quite a distance for you. Like
yeah. So, what people would do is come up with their lists of stuff that they needed, and then they'd get together with their friends and either all go out road trip together and rent a U-Haul and drive the U-Haul back with all the stuff that everyone needed, or I've also seen where people would pool everything, give the money to the one person that they're sending out, and then buy a horrible cheap plane ticket, fly that person to Salt Lake, and then that person would rent a U-Haul and come back. And
And
Mueller
drive back.
says they deliver. Oh, bless your heart, Mueller. You
And
haven't been in the United States.
yeah.
IKEA d does Well, I mean, they kind of deliver here.
They deliver within the city confines. So they probably would deliver within Salt Lake City, but not to Colorado. So
no, and actually, now that we have one here, it's way at the south end of the Denver metro area. So for me, it's like an hour drive, which is still better, and they will deliver here, but you're actually paying a separate delivery company to do the delivery.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So it's cheaper to drive down to Centennial, Colorado, buy your stuff and drive back up. Mueller, yes, the USA is very backwards. Early during the pandemic, when we were on heavy lockdowns, IKEA started doing mail order in the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
And I ordered, excuse me, picture frames.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike everywhere else that does online ordering, where you order it and then either that day or the next day it ships and a couple days later you have it, the orders come in and apparently they have some way of distributing those to stores that might have what you want. And then the store would throw stuff in a box and ship it to you. So you had no idea how long it was going to take for your order to process and then how long it would take to get to you. And since the people that were actually packaging this stuff weren't people that actually did that for a living. I got a box full of photo frames. Actually, it came in like two or three boxes. And it was just frames tossed in a box, loose, and shipped. Oh, so by the time they got to me, I had, I guess it was two boxes full of broken frames.
No, they weren't broken. They were, you had to assemble them, right?
Yeah, they were previously disassembled frames. Yeah. Not assembled at the seams. During,
assembled during transport. Yeah. Yeah. And here I am casually going to IKEA. Like last Saturday, I went to the IKEA in Vienna, which is really like cool. It's the middle of the city. There's no parking lot. There is no like anything, no car. Like if you wanted to go there by car, I'm not even sure you could. It's like, what was it? Seven stories with like a terrace on top.
Wow.
Well, actually, no, it's five stories because two stories were a hostel, like a youth hostel. So, but there's like a terrace on top and it has a lot of like, you know, most IKEAs are like more or less like warehouses with no light, basically, like no natural lighting, right? That's the usual IKEA. They have a lot of windows and stuff. It's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really modern. I think it's some kind of experiment they're doing for like the more urban areas where people don't even have cars or, yeah, it's hard to, I mean, even if they have a car, like, would you go in the middle of whatever, like middle of Denver to an IKEA? Probably not. Like it takes you hours to even get there, probably by car.
For me, no, I wouldn't do that. But this is the United States where most people, they'd be like, so I have to drive in the middle of a city with one-way streets that I don't understand and figure out how to loop around this thing to get into some underground parking so that I can buy stuff and then have trouble figuring out how to get out and get home with all this stuff, driving down a highway with it strapped to the roof of my car.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, as I said, it's so I did that last Saturday just randomly because it's next to the train station. I'm like, oh, might as well go.
That's
like
cool.
IKEA.
Okay, so this sounds like the kind of IKEA I would love to go to. My question though is, let's say you buy a bookshelf or a bed frame. Do they just automatically deliver it to you, or do you drag it onto the train and take it home?
I think there is technically somewhere a place you could pick it up, but what they recommend is that they just deliver it to you. You still pay a delivery fee, but I mean that's fine. Like within it's like whatever, 10, 15 euros or 20 or something, depending on how much it is. Obviously, like if you buy a lot, it's probably more. And then deliver it, which I think most people prefer anyway, because then they don't have, like, they can pick it out in person and see everything and touch everything and then have it delivered, because then they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, as I said, it was a cool experience. It's a really cool IKEA. They're actually building another, I don't even want to call it an IKEA here in Linz. It's like a IKEA studio where you can only go into like design stuff. They have like professionals there that help you design your kitchen or whatever bedroom or whatever. There's no furniture there. I mean, they have, I think, like some samples for like the types of wood and whatnot, but mm-hmm. no, like you cannot buy anything there and take it with you. In the middle of the city again. So I think they're trying things.
That's cool. I like it. Yeah, in the chat room, people are sharing how close their nearest IKEAs are.
Muller has three within 5 miles. That sounds like the UK.
And Ben
has three within 250 miles. Sounds like the US.
Yeah. Yep.
Mine is less than 5 miles.
Wow. That sounds like
Chicago.
The best. Mm-hmm. No, that's the best.
Or the Bay 70. Area.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Chuck's is in like Florida. No.
Well, not quite that bad, but it's in Baltimore, which, you know, I'm not sure as the crow flies, I'm not sure, but it's about an hour and 10, 15 minutes.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's like,
yeah. So for those of you outside the United States, yes, it's common to cross state lines to find the store that you want to go to. It's just a thing we do.
Depending on which state you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I have to cross multiple state lines if I want to go to an Apple store. So.
Hmm. Which
and you have to, and you have to cool. You have to have those Swedish meatballs when you go to IKEA too.
they're actually not that good.
I know. I'm kidding.
I don't know why people.
But they got the like, full service cafeteria.
Yeah, but a lot too. Of people they go there for the meatballs, and I'm like,
oh, I know, it's crazy.
Why?
Well, if you go to IKEA, you have to try the meatballs. I mean, just
try them once. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but I can't say that it's a destination for meatballs for me.
No. No.
You know, I'm lucky in that I have a legit medical excuse for not being able to try the meatballs because I can't digest beef.
Yeah, that's good. Me too. Hmm. But I have tried them in the past and I was underwhelmed.
So Muller says he has to cross several roads to get to an Apple store or an IKEA. My closest Apple store, if I drive and the traffic is heavy, is 10 minutes away.
Wow. That's good. I wish I had that.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah, and Bob Beach says self-assembly furniture drives me nuts. Also drives your screws, drives your wood pegs.
Allen wrenches.
Wow. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Yeah, those down Allen wrenches, yeah.
So, well, this has been a great show. our Summer of Fun IKEA edition.
Yeah.
Sorry for taking us completely off the rails.
Well, the way I see it, especially during the summer, rails are optional.
No, that's totally true, yeah. I mean, optional during like normal times, but...
Yeah, I was just gonna say what's new about Summer of Fun with the Mac show.
Right. Yep. Okay. So Mueller's putting his brag on. He has two Apple stores within 4 miles. Mueller, my closest Apple store is 1 mile away.
Mine is 0 miles away because I just use the Apple Store app.
Patrice wins.
I win. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess as long as we're here and we still have a few more minutes to fill.
Let's introduce the others. Right.
Yeah, right. Because so far we've only gotten you, Patrice. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's almost like Gilligan's Island. Hi, I'm Jeff Gamet, your interim host. This is Patrice and the rest. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad it's Friday. Got some rain coming this weekend. See if I put a damper on the Aaron Watto show going on in Chicago this weekend. The Air Force is going to be flying over the lakefront. It's always a big thing. They haven't done it in a few years, but I don't know what's going to happen because of the 80% chance of rain tomorrow. They may get it in between the raindrops, but beyond that, nothing too exciting. Got the beer.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least you have an IKEA close, so there's that.
Yeah. Been there for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking what an ordeal it was when the IKEA finally opened here. Like it was an event.
Mm-hmm.
The highway, so major north-south highway in the United States, I-25, runs right through Boulder. It was basically shut down both directions because people were trying to get to into the IKEA. And the meatball room, the windows in the cafeteria area look out onto the highway because, you know, it's the United States, so that's where that's what your view is.
The most important place is the highway, right?
Yeah. Anyhow, Chuck, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. I'm good. I'd like to discuss the state of the world economy in relation to the supply mm-hmm. chain and the recession, and, you know, some light topics.
I think that sounds great. Yeah. So, Chuck, where are you seeing the largest constraints in part supplies? Specifically, let's look at mobile device markets.
mobile device markets definitely are the cases, the exterior shell of your various devices, because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. of the metal and plastic issues that have developed, and people wanting to work from home instead of working in the plastic and metal plants.
Yes, yes. I can see where that's been a major problem. Yes.
Yeah.
Why do people watch us?
I have no idea.
That's a very good question.
This is improv at its worst.
It's perplexing.
Anyhow. All right, let's talk about some gear we use to cart around all of the tech stuff that we have. And instead of saying who will go first, I might as well go first. And I'm going to start with the computer bag that I picked up. Geez, I guess this one's 3 years old now. So ironically, it has actually sat here in my office more than it's gone outside in the past 2 years. But this is the Nebula Daypack from Osprey. And Osprey makes amazing tech gear, like bomber tech gear. And I just realized I'm mixing my my worlds here, because when I say tech gear in this case, I'm talking about technical outdoor equipment, not iPhones and iPads and laptops. So Osprey, they make the gear, like really high quality gear that you use to carry your stuff around, the shells, you know, like waterproof shells, climbing equipment. Anyhow, so they make this bag that's designed to be used for a lot of stuff, but it has a padded section for a laptop. It has some organizer sections, multiple pockets for dividing stuff up that you're carrying. So with this bag, I can carry my MacBook Pro and an iPad Pro. And I could carry an iPad Pro and an iPad Mini along with a MacBook Pro. Super easy. Chargers for everything, extra cables, notebook, pen, umbrella, sunscreen, snacks, jacket,
just everything.
I can carry everything with it. And actually, I thank you, Patrice, for reminding me. I did get it. All right, here's the Nebula bag right here.
It's very black.
yes, mine is black, but it comes in blue also. And it's... So here are the other things that I look for in a bag. check all the seams. Do you have raw edges, meaning you can see the cuts for the fabric on the edges? If the answer is yes, don't buy the bag. Because those raw edges are going to fray and eventually pull through the stitching. So you want your seams, where everything comes together, like two pieces of fabric, they need to hook together like this, and then the stitching goes through there. So you're actually stitching through four layers of fabric, no exposed edges. And look at the types of zippers that are being used. They need to be quality zippers like YKK. That'll get you started. But anyhow, it's a really comfortable bag. It is $120 at, oh, I brought up the link for REI. Oh, yeah, bonus. I did get mine at REI, and since I'm a co-op member, that means that I got a dividend on it. So there you go. The Osprey Nebula Day Pack.
Very nice. Yeah,
oh, I think it will fit under the seat on an airplane.
That's good. I mean, that's important too. Yeah, I think a good backpack in general is not a bad idea. Like, you should have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can imagine, I have a lot of bags.
Really?
Really, right? It's a surprise.
Oh, so you're not alone.
There is one company that I have, I don't know how many bags from. 1, 2, 3... At least 3. I think the messenger bag I sold at some point because I wasn't using it. So that would be number 4. And that's, I can actually, let me put the link in. That's rickshaw bags from rickshaw. San Francisco. Rickshaw. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not the one. Okay. I lost the link, but okay. It's a company in the Dog Patch area in San Francisco. And I've been a fan of theirs for, I think, a good 10 years, probably no longer. When I got the first iPad, I think that's when I bought the first messenger Mac from them. I've been there once. We did like a pilgrimage with like Doc and Kelly and so on after Macworld. So mm-hmm. You can imagine how long ago that was. and there's one in particular that I really like. It's kind of a tote bag style. But the cool thing is, I mean, you have like big pockets here for your phone, especially when you have like big phones. Let me see. Yeah, you can see that. Mm-hmm. Like really big pockets on the outside where you can just slide in your phones. But then on the inside, there's like an extra pocket for your laptop. And that's something I really like. And then they have like a small pocket for like whatever accessories you have and your keys and so on. So it's just a... And I have some random crap in here. It's funny. It's a tote bag, but like it has a zipper on top and you can close it. And there's a big zipper on the back as well. If you want to, like, for example, I like to put my iPad back here for some reason. It's just big enough for an iPad. This is really comfortable to carry. It's waterproof, or at least good enough for like getting into a rain shower of some sort. I mean, unless you keep the top open, then. Well, you're out of luck. And rickshaw just makes, in general, really good bags. So it's like they're high quality. If there is ever any issue with them, if you're in the area, at least, I don't know if shipping would be worth it, but they will fix it. Like they're really awesome. Like unless you completely destroyed it. But if it's like, I don't know, one of the zippers falls apart or something, they're usually really nice and fix it, and they do really good products. So I have, as I said, I have 2 yellow ones because I like yellow. And you can, by the way, those are fully customizable. So the color, like I said, I picked like yellow, but you can pick like the colors, the stitching color, like the color of the canvas or of the shell, basically of the outside. There's the stitching, the inside, like almost every bit they have like configuration options and customization options where you can just pick your color. So if you want blue or black or green or purple or whatever color you want, they can usually make it happen. If you don't want that, they have pre-configured options as well. And they have a factory store if you go there. I think it's still there. So, you know, with the pandemic, nice. It's always a question. So that's done. Rickshaw packs. I have actually another one for Rickshaw. Maybe I should mention that as well, because it's a backpack. That's the Sutro. This is a special reflective Kickstarter version. But I think they, I don't think they do it reflective anymore. But this style of backpack, like for biking and so on, is really practical. And again, it has like a big, really big, like, I don't know if you can see that on camera, but there's like on the inside, there's a really big like padded laptop like area. Probably would fit a 17 inch if you tried. It's massive.
That's
really so cool. That's the other one. That's it. And they have messengers and they have like big and small messengers and all of that. So like any, I think any style you want, they can probably do. They also are, if you're a pen addict, they have pen sleeves and stuff like that. They have laptop sleeves, they have iPad sleeves, like all of that. They have a wide variety of stuff, but that's one that I almost always go to.
Pen sleeves.
Oh. Yeah, they, like he's a the owner, I'm blanking on his name. He's a pen fanatic, so he's always on Instagram, always showing off his like pens and the sleeves he's built for it and all of that. So he's really into that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's one of mine. Or two of mine, actually.
Awesome. All right, who's next?
I guess I can go. My backpack's been a mainstay for, I probably bought this thing maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Who knows if they even make it anymore, but it is made by Ogio, and I'm sure Chuck has this too. I've got a golf bag with this brand too. And I don't know, I just stuck with this bag for such a long time because it just, I could put mass amounts of stuff in here. There's been times I've had a lot. I mean, you can see how big this thing is. And there's been times I've had this thing filled to the brim walking with it and must have weighed about 50 pounds with all the stuff I had in here. But what I like about it is it does have the sleeve for the laptop in one place. And then the second section, this was actually designed to zip all the way around during those days when you travel and you had to have your backpack opened up so they can see the laptop. Obviously you don't have to do that as much anymore, but it's kind of cool. It's got a lot of compartments in here to keep other stuff buried in and never find it. And, but it works good for me. You know, you can put a place for your water bottle, and then on this side, I keep the power adapter here. On this side, there's a little pouch here, like a zip up, get my Mac power adapter if I need it. And it's on the top here. It's got the vault, they call it up here, where it's a hard shell at the top, so it protects everything I have in here. So especially if I have AirPods and cables and such that are in there. But then, of course, when you have to have all these pouches, you have to carry around all these extra pouches along with it too, just to keep things protected, right? So I've bought these for years too. These Think Tank cases are really nice. These were more aimed towards photographers, but I use this pouch specifically to hold all of my external drives and such in this one. And it's got zippers on the back here. So Think Tank is a really good brand. And in fact, when I was carrying around my DSLR, I had one of those fanny packs that was made by them. And that was really nice. And it actually it's insane. It's got the really heavy duty belt. I think I wore it a few times. And I was like, why am I carrying this thing? But now, obviously, you don't use the DSLR as much as I used to in the past because I use the iPhone most of the time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's numerous other little cases that I carry. This one here was made by Butterfox. I don't know if you've seen that from Amazon. This one I keep for if I want to really have a quick, handy way to get to my cables. So there's all the cables that are in there. So I just go in there and grab what I need, and it rolls like up like a big ball, and it's nice. So goes along as the bonus with all the stuff I carry with me. But the backpacks then is the most important, I think, and it's OGO's is last or a lot. I must have had it. I must have had that thing at least 4 years, maybe five. I think I bought it from Costco, honestly. Because usually they have some pretty good deals on backpacks. And Yeah, I haven't changed in a long time, but I do have a like Patrice. I'm sure you have a big container of other backpacks that I've thrown in there over the years. And
no, I don't.
I mean, I'm probably bad.
It does help with, when you move like across the ocean twice.
That's true.
You get rid of stuff. But as I said, I still acquired quite a few bags that I actually use. So
yeah, I mean, I've got standard laptop bags and others. There's some I need to get rid of. I'm keeping those. It was free. So yeah, free took up space in my closet. That's my mainstay backpack. I use that every day. Don't go without it.
Ben in the chat is saying his Ogio. Is it Ogio or Ogio?
I thought it was Ogio.
Ogio.
His bag is 8 years old and still looks new.
Yeah. So mine's probably, I bet mine's at least 5 or 6, maybe close to 8. It's possible.
I need to share something just for Mueller. Fanny pack.
Yeah.
Well, since this seems to be a backpack round, I'm going to second David's mention of the Ogio, because that's been my bag of choice now for, I think, since I started going to CES, and that was after Macworld shut down. They're just phenomenal, phenomenal things. I'm throwing the link into the one that I have called the Renegade. I think it's a little bit different than David's. Basically, the feature set is the same.
Yeah, I think it is. That was one I was looking at. I couldn't find the link. So
yeah, it's phenomenal. And David already told you all the reasons it's phenomenal. So I'm just going to skip on, but I will give some general advice for buying backpacks. Spend some money and get yourself a good backpack that protects, you know, whatever it is you're carrying around. I just had a friend recently that got a new MacBook, and she decided that she bought this backpack. She showed me, because it had flowers on it. That's not a good reason to buy a backpack. You can always
laptop.
Well, yeah, you can have flowers, but it needs to be
well protected. You can have flowers, but
yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah. It should be a good.
But that was the deciding factor, and that, you know, it's like, well, what's the padding like? You know, how much protection is there? I don't know, but it looks great. Okay, well, fine, whatever. You know, so that's the only thing. It's just a good laptop, a good bag to protect your gear will cost you money, and it's well worth the investment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a more general recommendation, though, because I think if you're carrying around electronics, let's say a portable speaker or hard drive or something along those lines, the first step is to see if somebody, start with the manufacturer and see if they make any kind of travel case for it. If they do, great, but don't necessarily stop there. Go to Amazon and see if there might be a cheaper alternative. Or a better alternative. You're absolutely right, Patrice, because, you know, sometimes the manufacturers don't put a lot of thought into some of those things. One thing that I've come across that I think is extremely handy, I've got to get the link. Amazon Basics does a nice little, this is going to be a weird URL. It's like a long URL, but you'll get there. This is an Amazon Basics external hard drive portable carrying case. And you can use that, obviously, for a portable external hard drive, but it's of a decent size that you can put a lot of different things in there. It's a hard shell case, so it does have some protection. There's not a lot of padding inside, so you may want to, you know, add a little bit of padding of your own for, you know, whatever you're going to put in there to just keep it from bumping around. But these are, you know, super cheap. It wasn't Prime Day. I guess it was Black Friday a couple of years ago. They had them on sale for like $3 each. So I bought a pile of them that, you know, are still.
There's your demo check.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, thank you, David. It has a strap in it, which, you know, will help hold it. But that's not exactly a lot of padding. No. But these are just great little cases. And, you know, if you need to, you can take a silver Sharpie and put what's in each one. So you're not just pulling out a bunch of cases, black cases out of your backpack. You'll know which ones what's in what you're pulling out. But, you know, I can't stress this enough. I see way too many people just throw things and sometimes relatively expensive gear into their backpacks. and say, mm-hmm. oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but
usually it won't.
yeah. Unfortunately, you're right, Patrice. It won't. So that would be my pick for this time around. Just, you know, some of these inexpensive, but really useful little cases to supplement the bigger things that you're already spending the money on, you know, but don't miss out on protecting the little things.
Awesome.
Yeah, I clicked your link and it said I purchased this in 2014. That's been a long time.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so before I do my next pick, I'm going to pretend like I did a segue and say this show and all the others on TSO Host is supported by, wait, I totally screwed that up. This show and all the others on the British Tech Network is supported by TSO Host. There we go. Now I got the names in the right order. Okay, what's great about TSO Host is that, well, first, they're very tolerant because apparently I can't even remember names anymore. But also, they're incredibly generous because they're giving us the bandwidth we need to stream shows to you every single week. And they are also giving us the server space we need so that we can host the website and have all the show files available so you can watch or listen at your leisure, which is absolutely fantastic. When I say we wouldn't be here without them, that is not hyperbole. Without TSO Host support, we would not be here. So thank you to TSO Host. Now, what they're asking of us, so we just go out on social media and give them a thank you, give them a shout out, give them some online love, and let them know you appreciate that they are here supporting the British Tech Network. If it turns out you need to have a website hosted or you need to buy domain names, hit them up and use the discount code BTN20, and they're going to give you a discount on those purchases. So that's really awesome. And thank you, TSO Host, for being our sponsor. Now, before I do my my next pick, Patrice, would you please tell people where they can find the chat?
Oh yeah, I'm happy to do that, and you don't even have to buy a bag to do that. If you're listening to this live, which you can every Friday at 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac Show. Also, by the way, 7 p.m. UK time on a Thursday for the Big Show if you're into the non-Apple gear, tech, whatever stuff. If you're listening to this live, then you can head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and talk to us and see the links while we're posting them. And like we have like quite a few people in the chat right now. I mean, there's the Muller Biker, and there's Bob Beach, and there's Ben Ruthick, and couple other people, I think. They're not very active right now, but I think I saw some in the list. And then you are able to talk to us live, and we can read your stuff and maybe comment or react on it or read it out loud. But let's say you are listening to this after the fact in your favorite podcast player of choice, which is totally fine because that's what a podcast is for. I mean, that's why we're doing this. It's not a problem. You can still get to the chat. You can still at least see what we talked about and see all the links that we've posted and all of that. Obviously, you can't chat to us live because that would involve time travel, and yeah, that might cause some issues. So probably not a good idea. You can head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then there will be a calendar that pops up. And you select today's date, which is the 19th of August, 2022. And there you will find everything we've talked about.
Awesome. Thank you, Patrice. All right. So, Dave and Chuck, you were both talking about the stuff that you use to carry and organize your cables, which got me thinking, well, we live in a time as Apple product users of having lots of dongles. Mm-hmm. So I use a Gridit from Cocoon to carry all of those.
Yep.
This thing is awesome. And since the devices that I typically need to use
right at my fingertips,
my dongles with an iPad Pro and my MacBook Pro, almost every one of these is USB-C dongle. The exception is I have a lightning to USB dongle for my iPhone. Oh, what's this other one? Oh, the other one is USB-C to USB-A. All right. Anyhow, then on the back side, there's a zipper compartment, and I can carry more stuff in there, like more dongles.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have a 3.5 millimeter audio cable in there. Talked
about those last night.
And yeah, and I also carry a little optic grade cloth in here so that I can clean either my glasses or an iPad or iPhone screen.
I do that too.
And the grids come in a bunch of different sizes, so. Yeah, and as you can see, when Dave held his up, it was a different size. Yeah,
it's just a card than mine. Itself. No stuff.
Yeah. So, anyhow, these are awesome, and I'm pretty sure you can get them at all the places that sell stuff, including Amazon.
So then I'm gonna get my next one. And it kind of, the funny thing is, it comes with a little bag for your cables. So this is, I mean, if you need a purse and you want to carry your iPad or your Mac with you. And I mean, I can't even, like, this is my, like, I use this all the time. So if I turn this over, like a million things would come out. So I'm not going to do that. This is from, I'll put the link in. This is from Amazon. The company is called Crozer. It's like, it's not expensive. It's like 30, I mean, for a women's handbag, this is super cheap, $31 or 32. And unfortunately, they don't have the color that I have because I have a nice blue. They only have black for some reason right now, but that's probably supply chain for you. It has, again, like, it has two compartments, like one for your, like, keys and other stuff, and one for, actually two for your like for your laptop and for your iPad, laptop and iPad. It has some padding, but not massive one. There's some padding on the bottom, which is important, and the corners and so on, but on the inside there's not too much. So I always put like a sleeve around my MacBook. It's a really nice, like a really nice handbag. And I mean, you can see it's, I don't know if you can tell, it's massive. Like I usually like it. This was the one I actually bought to take to the office. So it would fit my phone, my 16 inch MacBook, my iPad, my lunch in like a big, whatever I had in the freezer. So it was actually quite big, makeup and keys and like a million things. And it was heavy, but it gladly did it, and I've had it for close to 3 years now, and it looks brand new. So it's a really good bag. That's like a little bag on front as well if you need that, and a zipper on top, which is super important when you're carrying your equipment, because you don't want it to get wet in case there is like a rain shower or something. So that's it. And for $32, you can't say anything.
Nice. Yeah, that bag's big enough. It looks like you could carry the heads of two enemies in there.
Oh, yeah, easy. Not a problem. That's that. And it comes with like a little bag, about like whatever. What is that? Like a small, like an iPad mini size, maybe.
Okay.
That's where I have all my cables, my dongles, and so on.
Nice. All right, Dave. It's all you.
Let's see. What do we got here? All these cases I've had for a long time. Sorry, I come up thinking like, I don't think they sell them anymore, but Ugreen is a good brand. They make hard drive enclosures, but this one I thought was kind of cool because it really does a nice job of organizing all the cables here, as you can see. It's got the zipper edge. I'm sure there's others that are available that are similar to this one. Then you got the other pouch here. So you always got to carry this stuff around with you, right? So it's in one place. You don't have to dig around in your backpack to find it. And it's got, three sections. You zipper them up, and then it stays nice and protected, padded. You can keep stuff in there. And I think I like it. And like I said, I'm crazy with these. I probably have a whole nother bin of them that I had that I bought over the years that I'd use. I even bought one for my iPad that sometime ago, because I had an 11-inch iPad, and it would go in there, and I would have the accessories and stuff to go with that. So the pouch. So, but they're good stuff. I really like them.
Awesome. I'm looking at their website right now, and I'm not seeing any cases or cable organizers.
Yeah, let me look and see if
they make a ton of stuff.
Right.
You know, hubs and adapters and stands, but right. Probably not seeing any cases.
I'm gonna look see if I have the original order in here. Oh. Well, this one's similar. I bought two. The Pro case, yeah, 2018. So this other one I bought. And I guess they change them all up so much that I'll put this link in there so you guys kind of see what it is. This one says it's not available anymore, but you get the gist of it. There's so many of them out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why our recommendations are so important, because you don't know what's good and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, these cases, I mean, there's so many different ones. That these are so nice to have because it's super well organized to get to what you need to get to in a small, compact case like this. So
yeah, the U-Green stuff in general is good, not just the cases. I have some network cables and stuff.
Yeah, I think I got I think I probably bought a number of external hard drives, enclosures for them that they made too.
Trust us, we're professionals.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to expand on the topic just a little bit, or take it in a different direction, because you know we're talking a lot about pouches and bags and everything, but to me, traveling, moving your stuff around means protecting it, and I am seriously intrigued by the number of people who spend literally thousands of dollars on a laptop and don't take good care of it. And so the absolute first thing I buy whenever I get a new laptop of any cost or any kind is a hard shell case. They don't add that much bulk. To be fair, they don't provide drop protection and that kind of thing. The protection is primarily cosmetic, but you'd be shocked, I think, at how much abuse your computers get and how many times they get scratched up or whatever. Even by something as simple as sliding it in and out of the backpack because of the zippers.
Yeah, scratch and liquid protection, because sometimes it might just be that little bit of extra that prevents it or gives you the whatever 1 second you need to get it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the link I threw into the chat room is the shell that I bought for the last MacBook Pro that I got, which was the 2021 M1. And I tell you, it goes on. They fit, the tolerances are great. One of the challenges is that the big manufacturers, the names you know, don't always get their offerings out, you know, in the first 3, even 6 months. And let's see, what was this? 2021. And 2021, of course, was mid-pandemic. And so things were really delayed. These folks got this one out. I was not familiar. It's used well, I think is pronounced correctly. But it went right in just like every other one that I've bought. And once it's in, it's in. In fact, one of the biggest problems is it's actually getting it out at times because they are the tolerances are so good. They do not. The only place that you might have an issue is if you use one of those docks or hubs that supposedly plugs in flush to the side of your MacBook. These, because they have to plug in flush, you won't be able to do that because, you know, you have that little thin piece of plastic there protecting your laptop. So you have a couple choices. You can get a Dremel and carve the rest of it out, or you can just make sure that you buy one of the little hubs that has just that much cable. That's all you need to plug it in, as opposed to just slamming in there flush. But that is the only downside to putting on one of these on your laptop. And I tell you what, after a couple of years or longer, depending on how long you keep your laptops, when you pull it out, you will see, obviously, the machine underneath is pristine. You will be shocked, I promise you, at how much that case is scratched up. But you never know it's scratched up, especially if you get one of the clear ones, because you can't see the scratches.
Mm-hmm.
So your laptop always looks brand new. Underneath it is brand new. It's just the case that is taking all the abuse. So, and you know, this, I mean, this was like $18. That's super cheap insurance. Even if I decided to wait and then replace it with something from one of the major manufacturers, you know, it's still a cheap insurance for a few months. And I didn't see the need to, because this worked so well. Last thing, for those of you who are, you know, jonesing for a color laptop of some kind, so many of these options come in translucent colors, or they might come in textures, or they might come in designs. Who knows? They might even have flowers on them. But you know,
it'll go great with your backpack.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, you know, just get something and put your laptop in it, and you will not be sorry. You will forget you have it on, but you will not be sorry if one of those little incidents happens, or as Patrice said, a liquid incident happens, which is not a good thing.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, playing off of that, Chuck, when you spend all the money that you spend on an iPhone, a case is a good investment for that. And for me, when I buy an iPhone, a new iPhone, I buy a new case at the same time. So my iPhone doesn't come out of the box until I've got the case to put on it. So I'm actually doing like an anti-pick with this one. The case I would not recommend is Apple's silicone case. It's a $50 case that this has primarily lived on my desk or in my pocket or in a pocket on one of my bags. Mm-hmm. And
okay. Yeah, I have you to say exactly the same problem. There. You can probably see it better here. Like, because
I stopped buying them.
Yeah, like the silicone peels off.
See that on your,
yeah.
And like for me, these areas where the case covers the, I can't get a good angle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the thing is that where the case is just silicone here at the ends. Oh, there you can see a nice little dent where the plastic and the silicone have broken apart, but the silicone's just actually split apart and doesn't even stick to the phone anymore. Yeah.
Yeah,
this case started falling apart very quickly. So don't get Apple's $50 case.
I will not buy it again, but I'm getting a new phone. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great case options out there. I mean, thin, thick, colored, MagSafe, not MagSafe. I know I have one from Moment where it protects the phone quite well, but then you can use the Moment lenses to if you're big into iPhone photography or if you want those options. There's no reason, Jeff, I'm with you. I know plenty of people, again, that go naked with their cases. And it's like, no, please don't. You know, because just that one drop and, you know, you have a dinged up phone.
Mm-hmm. I would have just tried my phone twice this year. Because I stumbled twice and got like a little bit hurt at least, and the phone survived it without scratches. But it like slid across like cobblestone streets and stuff.
Yeah.
So
and Jeff, while we're on it, do you use I have to ask, do you use a glass screen protector?
I do not.
I have used them in the past, but I'm not using a glass screen protector.
Okay.
Or any screen protector at all.
I mean, I do, and I know Bob Beach in the chat room says Chuck loves insurance. Yeah, well, it's like, again, it's cheap insurance because I know we have this fantastic glass on these phones, but, you know, accidents happen. Things get, I mean, more than me screwing up, I've had people drop things on my phone when I was sitting on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
what is wrong with people?
Yeah. And you know,
I mean, they're not doing it on purpose. Like, it's an accident. It just happened.
Yeah. And so, and I've had, in one case, I had the screen protector take the hit and it shattered. And you think, well, there goes my screen. Peel that protector off and the screen is fine underneath. But you just, you know, so again, that's just my routine. I'm with you, Jeff. Every time I buy a new phone, I get a new case and I get a new glass protector.
I should do that with the next phone. I have here a really good laptop sleeve. It's from a company called, what was that? TomTalk, I think. I don't know how to pronounce that. TomTalk, whatever. I did a lot of research when I got my 14-inch MacBook Pro. I did a lot of research because I was like, okay, this MacBook is like $3,500. And I'm going to take it places because I like to, I mean, I'm going to travel, or I like to work like sometimes from a coffee shop or something. So yeah, it comes in different colors. So I have it in pink, but it's like, from all the reviews that I found online and everywhere, it seems to be the one most recommended. It's like, what was it? $27. So $27 for protecting something that's like $3,500, I think, easy peasy. The thing that that sold this for me was, one, the sides are the inside is really nice and soft, so nothing scratches. Same what Chuck said. The corners are the especially important thing. They have like, and they like, they talk about that all over the place. They like the corners are the things that they try to protect the most. The sides can take a little bit of use because like the forces that would be applied get distributed. But if something hits the corner, there's nowhere to go. So the corners are especially important. As I said, it's like it's really nice on the inside. You can see like it has like this little knobby thingies. It's really soft. And I said $27, so well worth it. Comes in, I don't know, four colors: gray, black, mint, and pink.
Nice.
Yeah, for, and you can have it for 13, 14, and 16, by the way. So the 14 is 27. I know, I would have to check what the other one.
16 is the same. I just bought it.
Yeah, it's really good, and I use it all the time. As I said, this is where I put my MacBook in, and then I put it in one of my other bags. So I always have the extra protection, even if the bag would have it. Yeah, it's really good.
This works with your flower backpack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally would.
No, not mine.
Totally would. Totally would. Yeah, so that's it.
Awesome. Dave, do you have another thing?
I got this one too. I think it's also not available anymore, but this is my insane bag. This thing holds a crap ton of stuff here. And as you can see inside here, there's a crap ton of stuff in here. Cables and the stuff, and it just has dividers. I think it's not available anymore, but I don't carry this around me as much unless I'm going to be traveling a little extensively and be able to hold it, but it protects everything. It's got a nice handle on here. But it's, you know, for adapters and cables, and you can see it's got all the Apple adapters here for usually the iPhone and others. You know, the Ethernet adapter here for the MacBook, this is the other thing I don't carry around with me as much. I keep it here, but it keeps me organized.
Nice. All right, Chuck, wrap us up.
Okay. Same theory. There's a theme here. You spend a lot of money on iPads, right? Why are you carrying around naked iPads when you can get some really, really nice thin cases that, if nothing else, they give you just a little bit of drop protection, or you can get a nice heavier duty case that will give a lot of drop protection.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many iPad cases out there and so many different model iPads that I don't want to try to suggest anything specific. But one thing I pretty much insist on, if at all possible, and that is I want to, and this is an iPad mini, but I want something that protects the front, but I also want a tray or whatever to protect the back as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the back is just as, not quite as vulnerable as the front, but it's still vulnerable. It doesn't add that much bulk, it doesn't add that much weight, but it protects those devices sometimes from the minor mishaps. Sometimes the minor mishaps are worse than the big ones. Mm-hmm. Because the big ones, you just figure, you know, it's going to happen. But the minor ones are what really annoy the daylights out of you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take a good look. And you can go to Amazon and search, you know, for your iPad model and find something that works. Some of them, I have one here somewhere, but I'm not sure where. They even have compartments for an Apple Pencil, if you're into using an Apple Pencil or not. Some have tilt. I can't think of the word. The option to tilt your iPad up so you can look at it and use it easily. Some like this one, it's one of those that's an origami project where you fold it back into a little triangle, and then that, where's the camera? Yeah. Oh, and then that becomes your stand. There's so many terrific designs out there that I'm hesitant to pick one or even three or four, but find the one that works for you. But for heaven's sake, you know, again, you're investing all this money in these devices. Invest that much more and protect them.
I'll give you the example. This is the Zugu, Z-U-G-U. That's got the pencil holder on the top here. And that has the notches here. And you just, the back flaps up, and then you got the stand right here. And the pencil, when it's not being charged, also has a pencil holder on the back here. You just put your pencil right in here.
Nice.
I just found it. Yeah. This one has a pencil holder inside, so that if you flip it up, you know, the pencil too is protected.
Yep.
And it also has the back. So, you know,
right, there's so many of them.
Yeah, but they don't cost that much. And the great thing, at least here in the US, I won't speak for over on the other side of the pond, but if you get one of these from Amazon and it doesn't work for you for whatever reason, return it.
Yeah.
And try something else. In fact, that's what happened with this one, because I wanted one that had a pencil holder or pencil compartment or something. And I think I tried three before I found the one that really I liked. So.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just like this one. I tried a bunch of cases, and then when I got the M1 iPad, the case that was for the previous, the 2018, was just about the same, but the camera was different on that one. So I just upgraded and got this one because the camera's different from the old one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just figure on every iPad, every iPhone you get, you're going to have to buy new cases. Stop trying to, it's just the way it is.
The guideline for me is, can the device leave my desk and go other places with me? If the answer is yes, then the product gets Apple Care Plus and a case.
Mm. So your iPad, even if it never leaves the house, already counts, because it might leave your desk. Or it will probably leave your desk, even if it just goes to whatever, your sofa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. iPads have cases. iPhone mm-hmm. has a crappy case. The exception right now is my MacBook Pro, because I just never found a shell I wanted to put on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at this point, it basically just lives on my desk. It's a desktop computer with a flip up screen right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, before we go, I wanted to ask David, pretty much everything that anybody has suggested here, he's reached around behind him and pulled out. I mean, do you live in an Amazon warehouse, Dave? What is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really bad leaving my crap behind me here.
He has an Amazon warehouse through the door. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't seen anyone in a blue vest come in and pick up a box and leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so bad with having my crap at my fingertips here. I don't know what my deal is sometimes.
So let's test him. I would like to recommend a ham sandwich. Dave, can you pull out a ham sandwich?
That one I can't do. That I run downstairs.
Give it 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden he has one. Just magically jump.
Right. Yep. All right. Then before we wrap up, Dave, what do you have for holding an Apple Pencil?
I don't have one of those. I just have it in my case.
Oh my God. I feel like you've let us down, Dave.
Yeah, okay. That's where the Apple Pencil stays, right there.
All right.
So, after I drop something.
Yeah. And we know that Mueller keeps his Apple Pencil in his fanny pack.
Yes.
And on that note, Patrice, where can people find you?
Every week here on the Mac Show on the Friday, also on the Big Show every Thursday. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the projects, the podcasts, everything. If you want to buy me a coffee, and support me, there's also a buy me coffee link. All of that on thepatrice.com. And if you want to listen to really interesting people talk about food and food-related memories and stories, my podcast is Foodie Flashback at foodieflashback.com.
Awesome. And Dave, where can people find you?
Find me at InTouchWithiOS, at InTouchWithiOS.com. On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/InTouchWithiOS. I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights, usually on the with Chuck and with Jeff and sometimes Patrice. And you also could find me on Twitter at DaveG65. Thanks, Jeff.
Cool. All right. Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com is where you can see everything I do and everybody we talk to. As Dave said, we do Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. We'd love to have you join us in the chat room. And on the socials, I'm at Chuck Joyner and at Mac Voices. And if you don't mind, Jeff, I'd like to submit a possible show title.
Okay.
Never touch Mueller's pencil.
You know, that's just good life advice right there.
Yeah,
I thought so. Yes.
All right. So when I'm not rooting through the Amazon warehouse that's behind Dave, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, JGamut both places, JGamut on YouTube for my occasional videos, and Tuesdays, Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on The Big Show, and In Touch with iOS. Here on Fridays on the Mac Show, and then also on the Context Machine with Brian Chaffin, and then other random shows as they come up. So yeah, I think we all kind of get around. Hey, thank you to all three of you for being so awesome and having so many cool things for show and tell today. You all absolutely rock. Everyone that's here with us watching or listening live, hey, thanks for being part of this. You are all absolutely awesome. And for everyone that's participating in the chat room as well, you rock. Thanks for being part of that. Hey, if you watch or listen after the fact, we're so happy that you're part of the BTN family as well. You know, share the love. Now, also, TSO Host is awesome, so thank you to them. Give them some online love and thank them for being here for us. And if you are supporting the Daily News Show, thank you. You rock. But please check your automatic payments for that, because there's a possibility that those got turned off through some sort of system bug. So make sure that that's actually happening, because right now we don't have enough money coming in again to keep the show running past the end of the month. And it's an incredible resource. It's absolutely awesome. And it would be horrible to see that lost. And let's see. Hey, thank you to Mueller for finding ways to make sure that we actually have people for all the different shows. And doing that while he's playing Fast and Furious, driving around streets all over the UK. So Mueller, you're awesome too. And then just a general thank you to everyone. Hey, don't forget to tune in next week for the Big Show on Thursday, and then join us again on Friday for the Mac Show. We're doing summer of fun episodes for both. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.